On this 4th of July weekend, we pause to celebrate our freedom in Christ as we prepare our hearts for worship.
Well, good morning and welcome to our July the 4th service and also Bible school service this morning. I'm so glad you joined us this morning. Let's all stand and worship this morning with God Bless America. The words will be on the screen.
Allegiance to my land.
God is good, and all the time. Amen to that, and we are grateful to be here together in the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you in the name of Christ, and especially extend a warm welcome to any visitors who are with us today. If you are a visitor, you picked a really interesting Sunday to come and be with us, as we are not only celebrating 4th of July weekend, but also celebrating what an incredible week God gave us this past week during Vacation Bible School. We want to really celebrate all of the children who are with us today, who are going to be a part of the service later on, and sharing some of what they learned and experienced, sharing some of the music so that you get a sense of the vibe and the energy of that week. An extremely successful Vacation Bible School with over 40 children in attendance, and when you added in all of the adult leaders, I think it was something like 67 or...
Around
70 total, which is exciting. A lot of energy in this church last week as we learned about how God made us for a purpose. God made us and is always with us. And we got a chance to meet Herr Professor Dr. Jochen Jaeger-Schmidt, who will be outside at the end of the service today for any kids who want to visit with him one last time. I want to especially acknowledge Paula and Amy and Gay for the incredible hard work they put in. Gay asked me on Thursday, are you as tired as I am? I said, probably not. And indeed, for all those leaders who made that possible. It was a big week because we also had the fish fry. And I want to especially thank all of the deacons for putting that together with the family team. And Ethan and your brother, we especially want to give a thanks to you for an incredible amount of hard work. That was a wonderful time as well. And we got rid of another mattress. And our winners are sitting right here, the Post family, who came and got it that very night. So it was just a wonderful week, and we are excited. I ask that you pray for me and for Wilson in the coming weeks. We'll be gone for the next two Sundays on a mission trip to Germany and Switzerland. I'll be teaching at a youth camp in Grindelwald, Switzerland, teaching a course on the book of Jeremiah. So we are excited about that opportunity. This camp has been going on for many years. It's hosted by the International Baptist Convention. And many of the kids who will be attending are missionary kids and preacher kids, but they also will have an enormous amount of unchurched teenagers that will be a part of that as well. So pray not only for our safety, but that it would be a fruitful ministry and that people will come to Christ or come to a deeper faith in Christ. As we worship together today, we want to encourage you to celebrate the presence of Christ in your life as made evident specifically through the life of our children. As you see their faces today, may your hearts be enlightened and may your faith be deepened as well.
This morning, our opening scripture reading comes from the New Testament, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, reading verses 13 through 15. For you are called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this day. Father God, as we come to you this morning, coming off the tail end of Vacation Bible School, the energy and the passion that existed this past week, may that carry through to our time of worship this day. Father God, you have made all the peoples of the earth for your glory, and our children learned that this week. You have invited us to serve you in the freedom and the peace that you have blessed us with, and we give you thanks not just this weekend, not just this week, but every single day. Father God, we ask that we use that freedom, that opportunity to celebrate who you are, because you are our Creator. Father God, we know you are with us this day. You've been with us this week. And as we leave from this place in just a little bit, you will be with us as well, because your presence resides. Father God, we lift this prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our hymn of praise this morning is My Country 'Tis of Thee. We'll sing the first, second, and last stanza. It's hymn 634, if you want to look in your hymn book. Let's stand and worship.
Talked about the story of Isaac being sacrificed, or Abraham being tested and asked to sacrifice his son. And one of the questions that resonated with us this morning was, what are we not willing to give to the Lord? What are we not willing to do for the Lord? And what are we not willing to give up? I encourage you to contemplate on those questions as we enter in a time of offering and thanksgiving to the Lord. We invite you to stand again and sing our offertory hymn, Worthy of Worship.
Worthy of all your blessings, we not to keep you standing for too long, but on the theme of Vacation Bible School, leave it to the fat kid to thank the people that cooked. So Kathy, Stacia, everybody else, y'all got it rolling every night. Y'all are kind of the unsung rock stars to me of Vacation Bible School. So I'm just saying. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into a time where as a country we celebrate a lot of freedoms. One of the most important of those is the freedom to worship freely. We pray today that we don't take that for granted. We also recognize that it pales in comparison to the freedom of the knowledge of an eternal salvation given to us by the sacrifice of your Son. We pray that in light of that great sacrifice, we would take joy in giving. That we would take joy in giving back just a small portion of what you have blessed us with in a way that we don't deserve. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for how you love us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Well, now comes to our Vacation Bible School part of our service, and our Bible School theme was Maker's Fun Factory, and it was a lot of fun. And as Mason already mentioned today, we had 40 kids on the average. It started out with 40, and then, of course, each night it got a little bit less each night as we all got tireder and tireder and tireder, and But the workers never, we always had 30 workers each night, and I was so grateful to each and every worker that was there each night. And this could not take place without the workers, the volunteers, and our church body. Without your prayers and your donations and your support, this would not be able to take place each year. And so I want to say thank you to this church for Vacation Bible School. Without y'all, this would not be possible. So I applaud you for all your prayers, for your help, for your donations, and everything that you've done in the background of everything. So thank you, congregation, for everything that you've done. And then I want to also say thank you to the parents for bringing your children each night. It's a lot of work at 5:30 in the afternoon. You're tired. The kids are tired. And staying to 8:30. So I thank you, parents, that brought your kids each night and staying that long. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and to the volunteers that worked each night. Thank you. It's a lot of work, and I say thank you to y'all too. This could not take place. Paula, myself, and Amy, we just put it together, but y'all did all the work. And I thank you. And I don't want to sit here and name each person because I'll leave somebody out. And so I just say thank you to everybody. So thank you. But our theme was, you were created by God and built for a purpose. So each night that we had a Bible verse and a Bible point, so we got different youth and children that are going to come up and tell you what we learned about each night. But first, we're going to sing our theme song. So if all of our children and volunteers will come up, we're going to sing our theme song for you. So come on up, please. Come on, don't be shy now. Come on, adults too now. Come on, children. Let's do it right now. Y'all come. Let's go. Let's go. Some of them. this side, some on this side. Everybody, Langston. All right. If you'll hit number one, Michael. And y'all can see it right up there. All right. This is our theme song, Made for You. It's loud.
With me, He is for me. I am not alone. He is with me, He is for me. And I know that I was made for this. I live for this. God has a reason, for my life. I'm gonna shout it out without a doubt. I was born for this, built for a purpose. He is with me, He is for me, I am not alone. He is with me, He is for me, I am not alone. He is with me, He is for me, I am not alone. He is with me, He is for me, and I know that I was made for this, I live for this. God has a reason for my life. I'm gonna shout it out without a doubt. I was born for this, built for a purpose.
Up here. You don't have to keep coming up and down. All right, now I want to introduce y'all to all the robots that ever we had. 8 or 9 robots that were made. This first one over here, this big old robot that you see, was made by Susan Harrington. Where is Susan? Okay. Well, Susan, you want to talk about your robot any or?
Well, honestly, we just had all these boxes left over from where we've been packed. And I thought it would be fun to do a big one. So I just threw them together with whatever we could find. And it was fun. We had a good time.
Tell the name of your robot.
Well, of course, it's Sparky after the fire dog.
Okay. All right. All right. Langston, you want to come show your robot? No. Come on. Come on, Langston. It's down here. All right. This is Langston's robot. You want to tell her name, Langston? Tell everybody her name.
No.
Well, her name is Lady Glitter Sparkles. This is Lady Glitter. Everybody see Lady Glitter Sparkles? This is Lady Glitter Sparkles, and Langston, I have something for you. Miss Susan says she didn't want a prize. Yeah, I knew. Do you want this?
Well, what's the prize?
The prize is a free Frosty at Wendy's. There you go. Okay. Now we have, let's see, who's next up here? This is Elliot's French. You want to come show yours, Elliot? Can you hold it up, Elliot? Can you show? All right, turn around. Can you show everybody? All right, that's. Turn it over here so everybody can see it over here. Yeah, tell about it.
It can light up like this. It can blink.
All right, can you turn this away so Granddaddy can take a picture of you and your robot? All right. Look over here. Look. All right, tell the robot's name, Elliot.
Blastbot.
Blastbot.
This is his blaster.
Oh.
This is blaster right here. Right here, you see? This is an orange button.
Right. Could y'all see it on this side? All right, show them on this side, Elliot. Okay. All right, come here. Let me give you a prize, Elliot. All right. Here, set it down. And here's you, a coupon for Frosty at Wendy's. Okay, let's see. Who is next here? Next, I think we have, this is Mr. Larry and Stacia's robot here, and I think we said this was, it's falling apart. Well, his legs are on the floor, and his feet, and one arm's missing, but this is Cujo, I think. So there's Cujo. Yeah, Bible school was rough on him. So that's Cujo, and that was by Stacia and Larry, and then their other one is Bluebell over here. Here's Bluebell. And her head kind of is wobbly. There's Bluebell. Now, would y'all like a Frosty too? No. Okay. And then Caitlin, come introduce yours. Here. I'll hold the mic and you hold it up. Those are Angela's that are falling.
This is my robot named Robo.
Okay, that's Robo. Here you go, Caitlin. Thank you. And then this is Amy's down here. She didn't have a name, so we named her Tin Girl. Uh-oh, Tin Girl's about to fall down. Here is Tin Girl. This is Amy. Amy's Tin Girl. And then y'all have met mine already, Geraldine over here. Geraldine was here a couple weeks ago, and then this is Paula's, and Paula's is heavy. Paula, you want to pick yours up?
This is Tim, the Minion robot.
This is Tim. Everybody see Tim?
I'm going to have to get permission from the HOA board to put him in my yard.
Okay, this is Tim, and he is Tim the Minion, and I will have to get permission from the HOA board to put him in my yard, but he might go out there for a while.
Would you like a Frosty, Paula?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. So those are our robots that everybody created, and I thank y'all for doing that. This is probably our most favorite song that we're going to sing for you. It's called Get a Little Crazy. And if y'all would like to get up and get crazy with us, you are welcome to get up and get crazy with us. So if you please feel free to get up and get crazy with us.
Come on, clap your hands. Here we go. That's it. Yeah, we're all in this together and we're having fun. We're here to spread the love of God to everyone. Gonna get a little crazy, yeah, a little wild. Here we go now, come give it a try. Move it to the left now. in love and give them a high five. Stomp your feet louder.
Yeah, you guys are doing awesome.
Wave your hands up high.
Come on.
Find somebody else now and give them a high five.
Let's go.
Oh, 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 oh. Here to spread the love of God to everyone. Gonna get a little crazy and a little wild. Here we go now,
come give it a try.
Move it to the left now.
Move it to the left now.
Move it to the right.
Move it to the right.
Find someone you don't know and give them a high five.
Oh, you guys are moving great.
Stomp your feet louder.
Stomp your feet.
Wave your hands up high. Find somebody else now. Give them a high five.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Find someone you don't know and give them a high five.
Oh,
stomp your feet louder. Wave your hands up high.
Wave your hands up high.
Find somebody else now and give them a high five.
About a little fella named Chewy. Langston, are you going to tell the Bible verse?
I think that's his favorite word, is no.
Well, their Bible point was God loves you. Our wow, God, is what we say after each Bible point. And then day one, Caitlin's going to come up and tell the Bible point and the Bible verse for day one.
Bible point was God made you, and Bible verse Psalms 139:14. Okay, all right. Psalms 139:14. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex.
All right, day two is Olivia.
The Bible point is God is for you, and Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can ever be against us?
The Bible point for day three was God is always with you. Joshua 1:9, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Day four, the Bible point was God made you for a reason, and the Bible verse was Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you.
So those were our 4 days that we talked about, and each day it had a Bible buddy that went with it. And day one, we met Decker, which was a cool decorative crab, and he was all blinged out in his shell, and he lived down in the ocean, and he had sponges and algae that helped him hide in the sea, the floor of the sea. And day two, we met Tina Termite. I always want to say Tina Turner, but it's Tina Termite. She was a teeny tiny termite who built giant towers. And termites will go a long, long way to look for food as far as 250 feet from their colonies. And day three, we met Bubba the Whale. He was a humpback whale And they're one of the noisiest critters under the sea because they like to sing, especially the males, because that's how they attract the females. And day four, we met Abby. And she was a mason bee, and all mason bees tuck their eggs into special little nets. And you can see, when you leave the foyer, you'll see the posters out front, out there in the foyer. Another one of our favorite songs was "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands," and everybody knows that, so sing along with us. Slideshow, and you can see some of the pictures that was taken during VBS, and enjoy.
Looking out, it's a great big world. Where do I go? How do I fit in? Keep this one thing on my mind. The maker of all the universe is on my side. And if God is for me, who can be against me? God is for me, who can be against me? He is my strength, He is my friend forever. God is for me, who can be against me? Yeah, man. God is for me. Oh, my. Looking out, it's a great big world.
Great big world.
Where do I go? How do I fit in? Gotta keep this one thing on my mind.
Keep it on my mind.
The maker of all the universe is on my side. And if God is for me, who can be against me? God is for me, who can be against me? He is my strength, He is my friend forever. God is for me, who can be against me?
When I just don't understand,
God is for me.
When life doesn't go the way I planned,
God is for me.
When I just don't understand,
God is for me.
When life doesn't go the way I planned,
God is for me.
going to relax. It says in the program that I'm the speaker for today. I did not come prepared with a sermon, so, okay. I just wanted to tell you some of the things that happened this week in Bible school. We began preparing for Bible school back in January when we picked out the theme that we wanted to do. We have two other churches that are working with us with their Bible school decorations and are going to use them, and we usually do that every year where we make the decorations and make them so that they're portable to go to other churches. And that way they get a lot of use, and it makes it easier on everybody that's doing the decorations and things. So when you see the upstairs, if you go through the fellowship hall tonight, this afternoon as you're leaving, there's a whole bunch of stuff up on the stage that's not going to be there the next time you come to church, because it's going on to Crossroads Church Crossroads Church in Altamaha Hall. And then Integrity Church is going to use their decorations also, so they'll be put to good use. And we usually stash some in the closet upstairs too, so you might see them again sometime. Okay, I want to take this time to thank the staff that worked. There were too many people, like Gay was saying, there were too many people to thank. There were to list, and like she said, you would probably forget one. But I want to sort of thank the church family for praying for Bible school, for supporting us as we go about Bible school. And for those of you who know me, Bible school is near and dear to my heart, and I've been working with it for several years. And there were lots of people that weren't at Bible school this year that we felt their spirit and their presence. There were people who said, I want to help, but I can't come. So they took stuff home and worked there. So that's the thing that I like about the group company that produces this Bible school that we've used for the past several years. It gives lots and lots of people chances to get involved. You don't have to be on the stage, or you don't even have to be leading a group. There's lots and lots of things that you can do. We were involved, and every year we take part of our mission time, part of our Bible school time, and work on mission projects. And the first night of Bible school, the theme was God made you. Wow, God. Okay, remember we did the three fingers here and the three here, and it makes the word wow when you say your name. Wow, we got the word right there. So, wow, God, you got to be there to know. Okay, and we made little stuffed teddy bears. And inside the stuffed teddy bears, we put a little heart, and we also put some lavender essential oil in there that's supposed to smell real good and sort of relax you a little bit. We made, each one of the children got to make one of these, but then we also had extra ones that our mission team and some other people sponsored those bears, and we made extra bears to give to local policemen. We sort of know a police chief that might be able to use them in Graham. We sort of know a fire chief that might be able to use them in Gibsonville. We know a lot of people around that might have a use for little bears. When something as bad is happening to a family or there's an emergency, that we are going to encourage them to have these and just give them to the children that might be involved. And so we've got about 50 of these that we're going to give to the local policemen and firemen to use. So that was one of our projects. The other mission project that we have, we usually do a collection of change each night at Bible school. And we were lucky enough to have a really good way to use that money this year that we thought would reach the whole world. So Wilson and Mason, we took the Bible school money that the children collected, and we have some money we want to use on the trip and to spread the word of God. Okay, and God's they're going to run into some expenses when they get to the other side of the pond, so we know this will help them in their ministry while they're there. And we've already talked to Mason about telling the people who he ministers to that all Americans aren't like all other Americans. Some of us are really nice, and we love everyone. So we have those things that are going on, and we just, again, really thank you for your support as a church family to all this. And that's all I had prepared, so thank you again. You don't want to preach. I don't want, no, that was my sermon.
Okay, all right.
Well, Mason, your turn. Isn't it? Or you want to do a song and then you? Okay, well, let's sing our last song. And we want everybody to stand up and sing, Oh Happy Day. Janie, we're going to do it with a video.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can play along.
That's why you didn't have the music, that's right.
Most of all, we want to give thanks to God for making all of this possible and the work that He did in the lives of our children. And if you didn't enjoy seeing the faces of our children as they sang, as an old friend of mine would say, you've got a hole in your soul. But we are certainly thankful and blessed. Would you receive this blessing as we prepare to go? May the one who is seen on the smiles of a child's face be in your heart, causing you to have great joy. And may that joy burst into laughter as you celebrate the week to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.